This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Saturn, S-A-E-T-U-R-N, first name 9, N-A-I, middle Kiem, C-H-I-E-M. The date of birth, October 1, 1971. The date of evaluation, April 23rd, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Jason Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T. The chief complaint, 53-year-old female with history of industrial injury, seen preoperatively, the HBI. The patient is a 53-year-old female who reports a left ankle injury. She began having pain and swelling following the injury in 2023, period. Pain is described as stinging, period. Pain typically is 7/10. It is limited to the ankle. It is associated with swelling and decreased range of motion, period. The pain has minimal relief with rest, period. Past medical history includes that of the ankle injury in 2023, next number of pre-diabetes, period. The past surgical history, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome in 2011. The medications, naproxen 500 milligrams PRN, allergies, none known drug allergies, family history, mother had heart disease, but otherwise unremarkable, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, gastrointestinal, she has heartburn. Psychiatric, she has insomnia, endocrine, she has heat intolerance and cold intolerance. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 149/92, pulse 82, respiratory rate 14, height 60 inches, weight 153.2 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no distress. The musculoskeletal, she has mild swelling in the left anterior ankle, period. There is tenderness to palpation in the anterior ankle joint line. No crepitus noted, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute, period. There is low voltage in the precordial lead, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 53-year-old female with history of industrial injury to the left ankle dating to 2023, period. The patient was found to have villonodular synovitis of ankle and foot. She She is now scheduled for ankle arthroscopy with debridement period. The patient is noted to have mildly elevated blood pressure, but this is not prohibitive in regards to surgery. She is further noted to have history of prediabetes. Lab work are pending at the time of this evaluation. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. An addendum, the patient's medication list was provided retrospectively. Her medications include 1, acetaminophen 500 milligrams, take 1 tablet every 4 to 6 hours PRN. Acetaminophen ER 650 milligrams, extended release, 1 tablet 3 to 4 times daily. Celebrex 100 milligrams BID PRN. Celebrex 400 milligram capsule, 1 capsule by mouth every day. Diclofenac 1% topical gel PRN. Estradiol 0.025 milligrams per 24-hour weekly transdermal. Gabapentin 100 milligram capsule. Ibuprofen 600 milligram QID. Lidocaine 5% topical. The patient's medication is noted to have been filled over a period of time. Apparently, she is now taking naproxen only. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient's return. Thank you.